Feedback. Feedback is important in electronics and a lot of other fields, including behavioral science. A transistor by itself is fairly useless as an amplifier. But if you feed a portion of the output of a transistor amplifier back into the input, you can create a linear amplifier that will accurately turn a weak signal into a signal strong enough to drive speakers. Amplifiers that give us all our electronic music use feedback to meet the demanding requirements of our ears. The amplifier works fine as long as the feedback path is working. But if the feedback path stops working, then the amplifier is useless until that feedback is restored. Societies also have lots of feedback. If the feedback paths of a society get corrupted or interrupted, the society becomes dysfunctional and unstable. Gossip is probably the main feedback mechanism in any society. Media, as we know it today, is gossip turned into a business, or perhaps a weapon. A communication that corrupts the feedback path in a social network is known as a lie. Lies cause people to do things that are against their own self-interest. Therefore, lies are quite popular with people who are into short-term gain and long-term pain. Authoritarians believe it's okay if they use lies or violence to produce the results they want. That's how we get laws. Laws are a combination of lies and violence. The activities of authoritarians corrupt the feedback paths of their organizations. Their organizations get less efficient, and their organizations often end up being outcompeted by less authoritarian groups. Uber, against the New York taxi cartel, for example. Prices are a form of feedback. A free market provides incentives for producers to keep their prices as low as possible. The vendor with the best quality to price ratio will get the lion's share of the market. That all works just fine until the authoritarians try to set prices or restrict supply through the use of force. Force corrupts the feedback paths, and the market rapidly loses efficiency. It may even become a monopoly, where the price feedback path is totally blocked. The healthcare market in the USA is a prime example of authoritarian corruption of market feedback. The greater and greater bureaucratic obstacles to becoming a medical professional continuously raise the real price of medical services, and the market interference does not stop there. Governments and government officials and their friends get income from interfering with markets, but the rest of us lose. Obamacare is a gift to the insurance racket and associated politicians and friends. But Obamacare is just another tax for everyone else. Authoritarians can't eliminate feedback, much to their frustration. Authoritarians and the grapevine are natural enemies. But authoritarians can change the content and the routing of the network. You can dam a river, but the water has to go somewhere. The public feedback in an authoritarian network is corrupted with lies, so various private feedback paths are created. And we get things like security clearances, which are an enforcement method for keeping some of the private feedback paths from leaking to the public. If people want to grow their businesses, they will invest in the tools to make their operation more profitable and attract new customers. How you invest to grow your business is determined by how you make your money. If you make a living fixing cars, you'll want more tools and facilities to fix cars. Unfortunately, for the rest of us, government makes its money through fraud, extortion, kidnapping, and murder. When government wants to expand, it buys more jails, weapons, bureaucrats, and cops, and increases its use of force and fraud. Governments nearly always want to expand, and citizens are brainwashed and coerced into supporting that expansion. Eventually, of course, the whole scheme falls apart when the force and fraud applied by the government wreck the economy. When the host gets sick, the parasite has a problem. If the parasite kills the host, the parasite dies. But the people live on. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.